Page 28. Lucky People. Listen. Gary must have been daydreaming while he was driving to work yesterday. He drove through a red light at the busiest intersection in town. Fortunately, he didn't hit anyone. Gary was lucky. He could have caused a terrible accident. Mrs. Chen must have been very scared yesterday. There was a big, mean dog outside while she was putting out the garbage. Fortunately, the dog didn't see her. Mrs. Chen was lucky. That big, mean dog might have bitten her. Howard must have been extremely irritable this morning. He was rude to his supervisor when she pointed out a mistake he had made. Fortunately, his supervisor was in a good mood, and she didn't get angry. Howard was lucky. His supervisor could have fired him. Ms. Kendall must have been feeling very brave last night. She refused to hand over her purse to a man who was trying to mug her. Fortunately, the man got scared and ran away. Ms. Kendall was very lucky. She might have gotten hurt. Mr. and Mrs. Gray must have had a lot of financial problems last year. They were never able to pay their rent on time. Fortunately, their landlord was very understanding. Mr. and Mrs. Gray are pretty lucky. Their landlord could have evicted them. Erwin must have been very lonely yesterday. All evening, he made long-distance phone calls to his friends throughout the country. Fortunately, most of his friends weren't home. Erwin was very lucky. He could have run up quite a big phone bill.